What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. And, man, that's a hard blow hearing about Steve Elkins.
Yeah.
If you're listening,
yeah, it's
we'll soon fight it, guy, because we need you. He's part of the bedrock of this network.
Well, I hope he heard that.
Yeah, hopefully he's listening. And it just, the thought has been crossing my mind, and they brought it back up, this issue here. I may put RB into my will.
Okay.
You know, and that, especially since I'm going to take a long motorcycle trip to Indianapolis in May, if I should end up under an 18-wheeler, at least that'll be a final act of defiance to the New World Order.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all can devote a show to me or so. I don't know. Just say Bruce cashed it in, and we cashed in too. But yeah, get well, Steve, please. You know, you remember that shooting there in Virginia Tech? That guy.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Videos of himself. Yeah, he made videos of himself. You know, holding guns, and he was actually, you know, off his rocker, and he was on SSRIs, and the school pharmacy or the school doctor tried to hide the documents. You know, they didn't want people to know that he was on SSRI psychiatric medication.
Well, we know that the Nashville shooter was under the care of a doctor, which means she was probably getting some medication, and we'll probably not find out about that because, you know, for some people, SSRIs just trigger very violent behavior.
Right, and if you're going through, you know, you... Look, you know, I kind of share your opinion on gays. I was never, like, you know, looking to beat up gays. You know what
yeah.
I mean? They're, like, part of the landscape, you know, and you're going, yeah, how you doing? You know, that type of thing, you know. But now it's been weaponized, and it's actually, you know, over the top. And you're taking these people, and they're not just gay, but they're changing their entire identity. They're changing their physical structure. They're taking medications to change their hormonal balance. And they're destroying their reproductive organs. Okay,
yeah.
So that has to have a hell of a mental stress on yourself. That's why there's so much suicide among the transsexual population.
Yeah.
And so I'm here looking at the firearms transaction record that you have to fill out every time you buy a gun, ATF form 4473, and one of the lines says, have you ever been adjudicated as a mental defective, or have you been committed to a mental institution? Well, the American Psychiatric Association has rolled back all the, you know, the views on that subject there. And it's been pushed not only mainstream, it's on top of us now.
Mm-hmm.
And so... it's not surprising, you know, Joe Biden wants to say, you know, the white supremacists are the greatest threat. All the white supremacists that are running around are pretty much on the FBI payroll, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, yeah. And so they're creating their own problem. And to me, the government and all these institutions have been infiltrated in the school system, the medical system. They're responsible for the death of these kids. And that's my opinion on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you know, you know, we've had four of these transgender shooters in the last 5 years. And, you know, we know that this transgender ideology is being sold to the kids in the schools. You know, not just saying if you're transgender, we're here to, you know, give you help and support. No, they're actually selling kids on the idea that it's cool to be transgender. And I think that some of these kids are getting seriously messed up in the process.
It's brainwashing.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
Yep.
Exactly what it is. It's brainwashing. And then when you have a politician like Zelensky, you know, who he seems to be kind of funny, you know, based on his past behavior, you might just start a war with your nuclear-armed neighbor next door, you know. and you got Joe Biden, you know, and his affinity for little kids. I mean, it's a clown world, and it's actually very dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call.
All righty. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to James in Canada. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm hanging in.
I've been listening to you a very, very long time. You're one of the few people that opened my eyes well over a dozen years ago, sometime after 9/11. In fact, I got coins, Texas 2-cent copper coins that I received by giving you a donation. These are dated 2010. So that's a long time ago. I've been listening to you.
Okay.
And I do get upset sometimes, but people take too much time, and I won't not take up too much time. I wanted to point out that on BitChute social media today, there is a vid that's been put out, and it is showing the transgender kid in Nashville. He walks into school with a certain pair of shoe on him. When it comes to the end, when the cop does the camera walk
mm-hmm.
and shoots him, he has on a different pair of shoes.
I had not noticed that.
Yeah, it's, I don't know how to email, do nothing like that, but if you go to BitChute and look under, what's it called? Tennessee school shooting, take a look at the shooter's shoes.
Okay.
And it shows it. So I'll flag my humble opinion. And you have a nice day, Mike.
Well, I with the idea that this person had, you know, happened to have two assault rifles to push that agenda, yeah, it may have been a setup, another setup. All I can say is thank goodness the Nashville police got there as quickly as they did.
I think it was a drill, but that's my humble opinion. And thank you, Mike, and get on with your show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome back. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just got in when I heard you talking about, I didn't get it all, but I think you said that Bush actually specifically claimed that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11?
Yeah.
Initially? Oh, my God, I've never heard that. I don't know how I could have missed that, but that blows my mind. Yes, and after he acknowledged 3 years later, no, it was not Saddam, and then they blamed it on bin Laden, Americans just kind of said, oh, that's okay, we'll take that in stride and go ahead and die and kill other people. Am I understanding things correctly?
Well, it wasn't quite that easy a transition. I mean, they were blaming bin Laden right from day one, but they were trying to imply that Saddam Hussein was behind Osama bin Laden, giving him money and support and so forth. And again, 3 years later, Bush was asked by a reporter, you know, did Iraq have anything to do with 9/11? And Bush said, no, they didn't. You know, but, we invaded Iraq because we wanted to punish governments that might be terroristic. And he just, you know, spun this whole yarn about why it was okay that we went into Iraq, even though Iraq really didn't have anything to do with 9/11. And, of course, they kept replaying that lie about weapons of mass destruction. If we don't get Saddam Hussein, he'll be nuking all of us.
You know, I don't understand how the American public that at that particular time was still well-educated and well-informed could have tolerated that and proceeded with their activities and what they were doing. Never mind the media saying, hey, hold on, folks. We're in the middle of a lie here. That retard, that criminal, that W, who knows nothing, has been lying to us and sending us off to die and kill and mm-hmm. torment perfectly innocent people, destroy countries. But most significantly, that I hadn't really thought about, although others had mentioned it to me before, I hadn't thought about it enough. In Iraq and Syria were numerous cuneiform tablets that gave the history of the region and the events. Those are highly valuable, and there was huge black markets, for example. Many archaeological sites were destroyed and all of the contents looted and
yep.
sold on the black market. That may have been part of the impetus behind not just destroying it and making it easier for Netanyahu and his gangs to do what they want to do around the world and to use American blood and lives to do it and American money and destroy the American nation to do it. Never mind all that, but they also wanted to see all the archaeology so they can continue to peddle their fabrication that they are the chosen people. But I have another question. The concepts of manifest destiny and American exceptionalism, am I pronouncing or saying those concepts correctly?
Yes, you are.
And if so, can you tell me what they mean, what they are?
Well, American exceptionalism is simply the idea that we are the world's indispensable country, and you know, we're the greatest nation on earth, blah, 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 blah. Manifest destiny is a kind of an old concept. It goes back to, I'm trying to remember the president who came up with it, but it was basically saying that it is our nation's destiny to go on out and increase in size and take over other parts of the world, sort of a repetition of the British imperial thinking. The sun never sets on the British Empire.
Question, how does that differ from being the chosen people?
In actual practice, probably not very much.
Yeah, exactly. So who indoctrinated our propagandists to start using those concepts while avoiding the words the chosen people or the covenant?
Those phrases came out of American propagandists, you know, serving American political interests. And I agree with you, there's a certain parallelism there, but I don't think they're actually connected.
But who was the most important propagandist in the U.S.? If not the nephew of Sigmund Freud, Edward Bernays.
Yes.
I believe Edward Bernays, who got all of his indoctrination from Uncle Siggy. I mean, have Americans realized yet how badly they've been duped? Never mind Jews, how they've been duped by the gang that runs Zionism. Have Americans yet figured out that they've also been duped by the same gangs and that they're the ones still operating the globe today and got their boots on our necks? That are strangling us to death and tormenting us while we die or suffer? When are we going to when are we going to kick that boot off our neck? When are we going to give them a boot where they need it? Let's identify them. Is W still alive, living in luxury?
Yeah, he's still alive. They all are.
Yeah, isn't that nice? I mean, they're still living while we're all dying, slowly, slowly, slowly fading away. And they're still and they're putting on a circus for us in Israel. Now, half of the Israelis may be sincere, but look at the face on Smotrich. Look at that smug grin.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at that. I mean, he just looks so smug. Ben-Gvir may be sincere in his stupidity and his hatred. And his self-deception that he is part of this old chosen people of God. I mean, enough already, as Yiddishers like to say. And those documents I've sent you recently use the words that I have used repeatedly. Jews, they never even existed until they entered into English-speaking Europe. They were Yiddishers. They're Juden. And by the way, people, please, stop talking about Yahweh. It's Yahweh is the Aramaic. Yah is a vocative particle when you are addressing somebody. Attention, or you, listen to me. And then Hawa means I am who I am. Yahweh. It's not Yahweh. And yes, I'm speaking to you, Christwitz, or whatever your real name is, and anyone else who wants to use it. If you're going to quote the scriptures, do not distort them. At least use them accurately. Yahweh is Aramaic, and it also means the wind, El Hawa, or Yahweh, when you're talking about the person who creates the wind that circulates around the planet. It is he who is the power that as blacks would say, he that bees, he that is. That's who Yahweh is. And by the way, the blacks have retained it. The Africans who are who have, when they say yo, that's how it started. Yo, pay attention, man. Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Moses asked him, "Who are you?" Yahweh. Listen, I am who I am. Don't even ask. Anyway, I just had to spill my guts. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just can't. It just irks me so bad. I've just come back from doing my taxes, and maybe that's why I'm so utterly irritated that Mr. Smug W, who was so dumb, and went to Yale and is hotshot, and he killed half the world, tortures them before he kills them, and there are still fire pits smoldering in Iraq that are still killing people. So go to Al Jazeera and look at, I can't remember their podcast, but there's one where they're talking about the fire pits that are still killing off the people. And not only did the soldiers who came back and now finally are being recognized and finally are being compensated, but what about the millions of people who are go uncounted and unknown, unnamed, uncompensated? What about the tons of misery that is immeasurable, unknowable? There is the ephemeral unknowable, the suffering that has been caused because of a few dumb, greedy creeps like Bush and Wolfowitz and Pearl and what's that other idiot? Oh, there's so many idiots that were there. And yes, most of them are Hazari and creeps and liars and anyone who follows them. And yeah, Hollywood was full of it. I mean, I came across the name Bialik as I was reading about the Hazarians. Bialik, yeah, the Hazarian name, and she was an actress in some comic series, which actually was quite good. But yeah, they practice nepotism all over the world, which is why they dominate everybody and everything. Wherever they are, it's nepotism. And that's why everybody who was not a Jew wanted to be a Jew. And they were called in Russia Shapasniks or Shapasnikis or Subotniks when they converted over. Because there was a benefit of becoming part of the prosperous tribe. And then, of course, they had a little bit. It always makes me laugh when I hear some of these Ashkenazi Jews who say, well, of course we're from the Holy Land. Why, some of our DNA is like the Palestinians. But meanwhile, the Palestinians don't belong there, so let's kill them. But they're what proves that we also come from there and that we belong there, too. We belong there first and foremost, not two. We belong there exclusively. We are the chosen. So their thinking has infiltrated ours. Now, on the other side, there's been a lot of benefit from the things that these Yiddishers brought with them from the cultivated Russia and the cultivated Germany, which were culturally advanced, and the rest of Europe. Yiddish theater contributed a lot, and literature and whatever, but they sure sucked out a hell of a lot more blood than they ever put in that was good. So it turned us into hemophiliacs, the whole of us that have ever allowed ourselves. And they're vampires. The Jews, the poor, innocent Jews that have been duped and go around thinking themselves are good people because, hey, we're on the left and we believe in justice and the rights of everybody. Sorry, words ain't going to fix what your people and what you've attached yourself to. You have willingly attached yourself as an accomplice to what they have done. So take that in and contemplate that for a while, as they say in the Bible, and ponder on that for a while. Anyway, thank you, Mike, for letting me blow off on the air.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call here. And we're basically going to go to Tom in Florida. And, Tom, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Wow, yeah, that was blowing off a lot of steam like in a pressure cooker there. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
Mike, what's on my mind? First off, yesterday's show was really good, and I want to say something to that guy, the call from Canada, Peter. Not the guy from Los Angeles, but the other Peter from Canada. He was saying, why don't we get five men in a room to discuss how we can deal with this election fraud and all this crazy stuff. Hold on, Mike. Mike?
Yeah, we got to take a break. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, just kind of pick up where you left off.
Well, yeah, Mike, you know, the guy was talking about, you get five guys to get in a room. Well, you know, these leftist communist Bolsheviks will call you either a bunch of militia members or Klansmen or whatever. So it's hard to put white conservative males together in a room and ask you to discuss how we can save this country. But here, Mike, let's get talking now. Let me get rolling with this. Mike, you realize, what was Nathan Hale's favorite saying, Mike? Famous saying in the Revolution?
Let's see. I have, but no, that's Benedict Arnold.
Oh, you know, Mike, you're right on. You're on. You're on it.
Okay, I only have one life to give for my country.
Yet I only have one life to live for my country.
Yeah, that
if
was
you
it.
You notice,
yep.
The fake actors right now, Mike, are using this he, she, trans, white, whatever you want to call it, was Hale. And, you know, Mike, listen, it's not about the gun anymore, and it's not about the person, basically. It's about society. It's about the moral compass of this country. This country is losing its
moral
compass.
I would agree.
That's why this is why the shooting happened. It wasn't about the gun. The gun had nothing to do with it. The person basically had something to do with it, but it didn't have nothing to do with it because the moral fabric of this country has been ripped apart, Mike. We're ripped apart. We have no country anymore. And you were talking about a guy has a name like Hale, a patriotic name out of the patriot movement. And this guy's in the transvestite called Hale. It's unbelievable to me, Mike. It's unbelievable what's going on here in this country. And they're gonna the narrative is going to be played out. Well, there was a transvestite named Hale. and he got shot by two police officers. Well, that's disgusting in itself, okay? They're promoting this. Mike, this was never tolerated when your mom and dad or your grandfather and grandmother were alive.
No, definitely not.
No, it wouldn't be tolerated in this stuff where they can come out of the closet now and make out in public malls and all that, and kids have to see that, two men holding hands walking down the mall. Mike, that's disgusting, man. I don't care. And you know what, Mike?
Well, I have to pull back on you on that one and say that, you know, I don't have a problem with gay people. And if they want to be gay in public, that's all fine, too. I just don't want it in the schools, you know, and I don't want the schools convincing people that they should be gay or transgender.
Absolutely, and I agree with you, Mike. But listen, they should not go on in public in these malls or wherever, in the movie theaters and all that, and start making out two guys or two women. I don't think that's proper. I mean, you can go home and do that, go in your room or wherever your privacy is at and do that, Mike. But on the public, I don't accept that. No, man.
We're going to have to disagree on that one.
Well, in public, it's a little odd. But anyway, Mike, here's what I want to talk about. And I want to go back to immigration in a minute. But, Mike, this he-she, okay, brings two weapons like that, they don't have no detection. And they're secure. I suppose all this money they're spending on security in all these schools and private schools and all, where was the security at, Mike? Where's the?
They didn't have any. There was no armed security at the school, and the shooter just shot out the glass in a side door and got into the school that way.
Whatever, Mike. This it looks like an act to me. It was like a perpetrator. I don't know what the hell you call it, but Mike, that in itself is disgraceful. But Mike, I want to get back to it. There's so many serious things facing this country, and you know. Of course, we got the election coming up here, and it'll be here quicker than you know it. And Matt Gaetz today in Florida, the congressman, and two other congressmen, Stubbe, told DeSantis to back down. They're not one. They're basically not going to support him. They're going to support Donald Trump.
Yeah, I've been hearing that all day. I started hearing that yesterday.
They're very powerful congressmen here in Florida, and they're all backing Donald Trump. So that's off the plate. So I just want. And Marco made a great passionate call yesterday too. Again. And I'll help Miles and Jim call in. And all the guys are great. And,
Marco's on the waiting list. He's we're going to be hearing from him in a little bit.
Okay, but, Mike, I want to go into this immigration, Mike. Mike, I have to tell everybody in you and the RBN audience, Mike, on YouTube, there's literally thousands of hours on YouTube where they have border agents, they're interviewing them, and they're telling you what these people are, modus of operandi is, Mike. They have letters, Mike. They don't know them speak English, but they have letters where they're going to go in Chicago. They're supposed to have jobs already waiting for them, being cooks in restaurants, waiting for tables. And Mike, I got to repeat this to you, Mike, very importantly. Here in South Florida, Mike, there's a bunch of roofing companies. There's not one white Anglo male that does roofing in Dade County. Plumbing is like maybe you'll find one out of ten. Basically, what I'm trying to say to you, Mike, the trades, white males are not doing no trades. We don't have no white. Caucasian representation doing trades. Mike, that could be a disaster in the long run. Maybe if you're in Montana, you might see them, or Wyoming. But here in the Eastern Seaboard, forget it. I'm sure Marco will tell you what's going on in Alabama. They're totally wiping us out culturally as far as none of our culture is doing trades. We're not into plumbing anymore. We're not into block masonry. We're not into roofing. We're not into all the window companies that put these impact windows. Mike, all the impact window companies, not one of them are owned by an Anglo conglomerate. So, Mike, what do we do? We're being, like the caller said, they're literally breeding us right out. And they're telling, Mike, by the way, all these women I see here, these Indian Mexican women, they're all pregnant. They're all pregnant, Mike.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you very much for the phone call. I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting. 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
You're listening to RBN in defense of the Republic.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today?
Doing okay.
Okay, cool, man. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I just wanted to, I was listening to this show earlier, and I remember you were talking about how you didn't remember that there was troops in Somalia.
Yeah.
You were surprised about that. And
I was trying to make a joke, but, you know, please continue.
I got you. I know you didn't forget, but I remember because during Trump, when Trump was put there on purpose.
Yeah.
He sent all types of special forces troops to Somalia. He redeployed them. He did all that. He sent all these more troops there. And remember, mm-hmm. there was an ambush and the soldiers got killed. They didn't have proper air coverage by the drone. There was a huge ambush. Remember, it was a big stink about it. He had to call the family and yeah, just like how it was Trump that sent more troops to Syria to secure the oil. So it's just one of those things. It was a betrayal. Anyway.
Okay.
If I could make a real quick point about, I thought the one caller made a good point about the shooter, supposedly, whoever it was. Oh, and by the way, it's not a she, Mike. It's a dude. They got everybody calling, oh, she, this lady. No, it's a dude. The tranny guy from Nashville or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, biologically, yeah. She's a she, and that's what I'm going to call her.
No. But it's a male biologically. That's, yes.
No, that's not what's being reported.
Okay, Mike, that's fine.
Okay.
The point about what I was about the shoes. the one caller said about the shoes, like it didn't match. It reminded me of the other fake Walmart shootings they had a little while back, where the one guy had him on camera walking in, like looking like a weirdo with like his little goggles on and everything. He left the whole store with different clothes on. And it was like, the guy walked in wearing money. He walked in, yeah, come on. And then the cops, like, took him to get, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, they were wearing different clothes. And real quick, if I can make a point about Layla, she was talking about how these politicians are out there like Bush. They're living their best life right now. Like, they don't care about any of this stuff. They got all of us wrapped up in it, thinking, oh, well, you know, if we just get this guy in there, they're out there making money doing their thing. You know, so, but that's just a couple points I wanted to make. Because right now, guess what? I'm making onion French onion soup right now, Mike. Doing my thing,
okay.
Listening to your show. Paying attention. I appreciate it. Hey, real
right,
quick, where's Mike at? Where's Mike? In the control room?
No, Mike is off today. Julie's in the control room. Mike will be back tomorrow.
Okay. I was just making sure, because Mike's cool, you know? It ain't the same without Mike in the control room, you know? Just making sure
you're
good.
Well, I think Julie's doing an excellent job, so
yes,
there.
I didn't say that she was. I'm just saying, you know, Mike in the control room.
All right. Goodbye, Dave.
Thanks,
goodbye,
Mike.
Dave. Okay, thank you for the call here. And just to bring some clarity here, I'm looking at an article from NBC from May 16th, 2022, and it says that Joe Biden is sending hundreds of U.S. troops to Somalia, supposedly to help counter the extremist group al-Shabaab, and that Biden's decision reversed a move by former President Trump to pull out the more than 700 U.S. military personnel who were stationed there on rotation. So a little bit of a clarification on that one right there. All righty, so we're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What isn't on my mind, dear? Hello to you both and to Ms. Claire.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a speedy recovery to Steve and to his gal, Mrs. Elkins, for that matter. She's in my thoughts, too.
Yeah.
I can tell all this. And it sounds to me as though he needs to do some retrospective work, because otherwise, who knows? I think this is a telltale sign. But aside from that, Layla, hats off to you, gal. You may have had a rough day or whatever and sounded off or whatever, but you know what? Sometimes we have to do that in order to get things out, because quite frankly, I love the way she called out hypocrites without even using the word. That was priceless. It was priceless. So hats off to you, gal. As far as the Tennessee shooter goes, so you're telling me that this was a biological female, though they're dressed like a dude, and
yeah, biological female identifying as a male.
Oh, lovely. Well, that's certainly a twisted change of plans.
Yeah.
Especially given that it sounds to me as though it was all plotted and planned and everything else, decided to use this gender-bending crap to make it a little bit more juicy, depending on who's protecting.
Well, I think the transgenderism is actually working against the narrative. And, you know, the corporate media, the legacy media, is trying to find some way they can say, well, this person was victimized by white supremacists and so forth and so on.
Yeah. Well, you can only hope that they were trying to do what was perceived, as it were, and then turn around, twist it. And I mean, it's all psychological warfare. If not directly on the person themselves, it's also in the perception of the person viewing the so-called news media and the so-called alphabet soup groups is concerned in the news media that you come across on the boob tube. So that really, hence the reason why I don't watch it anymore. I haven't watched it in over 2 decades or better, maybe 3, because you can see through the BS. You can see through it. I mean, what they say one thing, that actually, in fact, it's actually the other way around what they're speaking. So I think the terminology for that was called double speak or something, or reverse speeching or whatever, without even talking backwards.
Yeah.
So it's just I got so fed up with it. It was ridiculous, because I don't need a vampire trying to tell me that I'm a lug they're sucking on my neck to get my energy out of me, for that matter. That's another bunch of BS I don't need, so I make sure it's off and I have a desk cover over the screen, for that matter. But it's really cracking me up just observing and listening to what's going on. It is a riot. So, and with that, I think there's anything else that I had forgotten I left out. I don't know. Good for you. It's Tuesday. It's a waxing moon. Getting ready for the full moon. Ugh, gag. Anyway, with that, I have to add some levity to things because otherwise I'll go bananas.
Yeah, because I know the feeling.
And with that, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple macaron and all the variants.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Marco, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
First and foremost, sir, I want to say that I agree with Tom Dude wholeheartedly on the gay rights issue. Americans, as a culture, we have been, you know, very tolerant, and we gave them the ability to get married. But like I said before, we gave them an inch, and they took us to the equator. Another thing... The shooter in Nashville, I mean, I just find it funny that she's wearing a red hat. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
like so that they can deep fake it and put Make America Great on it and all that stuff and use it for a later stance. I caught Fox News. See, I mean, Fox News, you can't even watch it. I mean, outside of Tucker Carlson, you know, Tucker needs to leave Fox News and all that stuff at the end of the day. But long story short, you know, they sit here and keep saying, you know, the narrative, you know, of calling her what she wants to be instead of what she is. And I found, you know, that what we have going on in our culture right now, dude, is we're having, you know, 2024 is going to be about an Animal Farm situation. They want all of the Republicans back on the Republican dole. And we're going to listen to, you know, this old school George Bush stuff, dude. And they're going to sit here and try to turn, you know, the Republicans, the neocon Republicans, the people, dude, that have been getting, you know, a government check, dude, and hiding, you know, the corruption, you know, all through the years. And it goes way down past, you know, people in Congress and all that stuff. Our society, dude, has accepted the boots on the neck, dude, a half a continent away in order to create, you know, a teacher mentality in this country. And I'm sorry, I hate to say this. I want to talk about this because I rehashed this yesterday. You know, the deep state is in real deep crap right now, and it cannot survive with Trump's hardcore rhetoric. I mean, to me, I don't see myself, you know, as a Republican solely or anything like that. I mean, I'm going to surprise most of you, but I, you know, was a traditional paleo liberal before Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And I believed, in moderate social change. You know, small government and capitalism. And you know, when the Democrats said, you know, white man need not apply, we don't want you anymore, I became hardcore because I was pushed out of my party first. And you know, when you sit here and you hear, you know, all of this, from me, you know, we are not all, you know, Republicans solely. I mean, we are many different, you know, facets of conservatism. Some of us are populists. Some of us are conservatives. Some of us are American nationalists. You know, and like I said, you know, I was a former liberal, dude, and I was just turned off, you know, by, you know, getting kicked out of the Democrat Party, dude, for, you know, being white, dude, and all that stuff. And then, you know, I'm opposed and appalled, dude, by, you know, the Republicans losing in every major generation, you know, where we got like these silver-tongued demon rat candidates, dude, that could always sit here and outshine a John McCain, outshine any traditional conservative or anything like that, man. You know, I became hardcore because, you know, the Republicans were ineffectual and they were flaccid on their actions pre-Trump. And, you know, whether you were red-pilled by either John Birch, William F. Buckley, Alex Jones, or Bill Cooper, you know, Ron Paul or Ross Perot, you know, they were ultimately squashed, dude, by the establishment. And they're sitting there trying to bring us back, you know, into the establishment where they're going to say, well, you want to know what, dude, Trump Republicans aren't Republicans. You know, Trump Republicans are not conservative. No, we're not fringe. And that's what I wanted to bring forth, you know, yesterday in my call. And when I listened to my own call in the playback, dude, it just sounded reverberated and things like that. I want to start talking about, you know, things that matter, you know, going into 2024. You know, I want to talk about civil disobedience. I want to talk about getting ahead of the CBDCs and controlling America's resurgence and making Americans feel like, all right, you know, we get these people out. And we create our future and get ahead of the globalists, get ahead of Bill Gates, get ahead of all these people, do they want to kill us off? I also want to talk about, you know, protesting in Trump rallies again. I always sit here and hear, how they booed Donald Trump when they talked about the vaccine. I was there at Cullman, Alabama, at that rally. And when we booed Donald Trump, all of the diehards turned around and booed us. Right now, dude, what you see at this Waco rally, with Donald Trump, dude, he was sitting there taking questions from the audience. We need to start talking about, some of our displeasures with Trump inside of the rally, because we'll be safe. We won't get attacked by Antifa. We're not going to get attacked by FBI or anything like that, as far as I know. Trump needs to apologize for turning his back on the independent media, because these are the people that he pulled down from the hills, dude. Didn't believe in the Republican establishment anymore and didn't want to see Barack Obama, didn't want to see any Democrat, dude. Didn't want to see, the racism that was perpetuated by the left. Trump went and bent the knee, to Alex Jones on TV saying, you'll be impressed with me. Your audience will be impressed with me. But then he still goes through to Fox News and CNN. We need to protest Fox News, too. We need to protest through the mainstream media, because the mainstream media is the lie. And you are the future of this. All of these new groups on the Internet, the Substack, all of this stuff was invented because we couldn't trust Fox News either. And I want to sit here and talk about other issues, too. I want to talk about, the mass deportation that needs to happen. Because realistically, if the Republicans are involved in corruption, then the amnesty is null and void. And I want people to go. And one way that I would propose this is that I would ask Donald Trump, dude, to support an abolition of welfare. Abolishing welfare. Think about this. If we abolish welfare, the criminals don't have seed money to go get drugs. You won't have any of these political action groups that'll sit here and harvest votes and things like that. I want to talk about zero tolerance for drug dealers. And all that stuff, to sit here and tell these kids, dude, that there is no future in being a drug dealer and there's more honor in being a plumber or being, a tradesman. I want to sit here and talk about civil disobedience. I want to talk about the 5G rollout in front of Trump, dude, because we're dying. We're getting cancer. We know this. I want to see, him take, honestly and truly, if I could see, Trump's vice president, I would either want to see Robert F. Kennedy, but mainly it's because we need to sit here and clear out all the cultural rot. I want to see Carrie Lake as the vice president. I don't care, because Carrie Lake, dude, is a bomb thrower. And I voted for Trump, dude, because he was a bomb thrower. And all that stuff. I am tired of the crap, dude, that's going on in this country. I'm tired of having to sit here and watch my back for things that I've never done. I've never owned a slave. I've never treated anybody wrong. The only thing, dude, that I've ever done is sit here and stand up for my rights. And I'm winded right now because I got a lot going on.
Yeah, I was hearing that.
CIA triggering a civil war. I'm worried about, because they've grossly mismanaged this economy, and that's why they're talking about CBDCs. That's why they're even talking about cryptocurrency and things like that, man. I mean, I want to sit here and basically say, I want Trump, dude, to sit here and say, I want to abolish welfare, dude, because if we abolish welfare, dude, the migrants will stop coming, and we'll sit here and get people back to working and all that stuff, man, and basically do being a part of the asset column of society. And then it'll sit here, all this free money, all of this fraud, dude. I want to see Trump, dude, talk about ending the Fed, dude. And I want to sit here, and the only way that we can make this happen is to sit here and protest inside of the Trump rally. I protested inside of the Trump rally when I booed, Trump, dude, for the vaccines in Cullman, Alabama. We were the ones that made news, and we made news. We made news mainly, dude, because the liberals, dude, couldn't sit here and turn away, dude, from that red meat of Trump getting booed and all that stuff. This is how we do it, guys. Trump will listen to us in the grand scheme of things when we force him to listen to us. He always says, I'm here to fight for you. Well, give him ideas and all that stuff, man. We abolish welfare, dude, and we create a law and stipulation that says, hey, look, if you want to continue to receive services from the state and federal aid, you will turn in illegal immigrants. You will turn in, people, dude, that are ballot harvesting, dude, sitting here, creating the fraud in our elections and making it unfair for everybody. It starts with this welfare, man. I'm telling you, We didn't have this. Our great-grandparents didn't, you know, have, you know, these generous handouts when they came here. A lot of our European, you know, relatives who died as a result of trying to make it to America and try to survive, you know, like the ghettos of New York City and where you went when you got off the boat. You know, we didn't have any of this. Now, granted, yes, you know, we were an advanced civilization, and we should be able to take care of people, and I understand that. But welfare has been abused, and the only way to end this corruption, dude, is to abolish welfare.
And I'm okay, sorry, I'm on that thought, Marco, I have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got a couple of other callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And welcome back to our show here and last segment of our program today. We're going to go to Bruce somewhere in the USA. And Bruce, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you very much. Julie's very polite. And I want to say you have a great memory, Miro. And I thought this was your memory. Saddam Hussein paid millions of dollars mechanical engineer for blueprints for a long similar to a dozen projectiles with easily tele-beams, and so on. That engineer was murdered shortly after one of the two invasions of Iraq began.
Yeah, that was Gerald Bull. Gerald Bull.
Amazing.
He was the Canadian designer of the super gun.
Documented. Yeah, yeah. So, and to end this, I want to just say Israelis have the bomb, so who is anybody to say Iran can't get the bomb to defend herself?
Well, you know, that's been Israel's position for 30 years. You know, fear Iran. They're within weeks of having an atomic bomb. And, of course, it hasn't happened.
I wish you could say what needs to be said. Our country cannot be led by Israelis or anybody else. Our Congress, if they want to stay in power, have to show allegiance to the United States of America only.
Yep.
And the last thought I have is Trump. Trump is his real last name, D-R-U-M-P-F, so what? But he can't be so sneaky and invest in communist Chinese companies making a profit for himself and his family, and which isn't doing us any good here in the United States. So you have a good one, okay, and thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I feel like I'm in a cell phone commercial. anyway, a lot of stuff has been said about the Tennessee shooter, and there are some very, and as usual, there's some much better pictures of her that they're not showing. They're just showing one kind of distressed look and a boyish-looking shirt, but, you know, before the change, I think, with all the hormones and stuff, where every one of these young women that I've seen do this, they get pretty chunky after they take those hormones and stuff. They lose that girlish shape. But I think a lot, it's being done even prior to that, because we all know what Premarin is, right? At this point, I think Kentucky girl Loretta Lynn did a song about it in the early 70s. The pill,
yeah,
that's short for pregnant mare's urine. And that stuff doesn't break down in the environment, so it goes out of one town's wastewater and goes down the river, gender confusing the fish, and it goes right back in to the wastewater or the municipal water input. Doesn't break down. Is that the end of your show?
Yeah, we're just about there, and I'm not hearing the music yet. I don't know why.
I'm hearing the music. It's blasting me out. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, yes, now I'm hearing the music. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're at the end of the show.
Right.
Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Please keep a good thought in your mind for Steve Elkins, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.